My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
By the way, did you see the story that Jonathan Jones posted from CBS? His traffic, they're playing the game down in Brazil tonight. There is traffic that will be in effect that the Eagles are the home team. They get to have a hotel that's very close to the stadium that they're playing in Brazil. In Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro, which site is it? It might be Sao Paulo, I'm not sure. The Friday, here we are. As the home team Friday in Brazil, the Eagles get a closer hotel to the Sao Paulo Stadium. The Packers, on the other hand, will have a game day commute that's estimated to be between 1.5 to 2 hours based on heavy traffic.
I don't understand how they didn't secure two hotels that were closer.
I don't understand that either. Brazil's a pretty big country. The Packers like just got in like a day ago. And then now they're going to have to go. I'm like, man, this is... It's week one. Tone, you want to talk about like mulligans? This might be a mulligan for the Packers. That's a 10-hour flight down there. I didn't realize how far it is to fly down to Brazil. Because you're like, well, it's all like down there and it's in the same...
Time zone-wise, it's the same.
It's just going south
for a while.
10-hour flight to Brazil to play the Eagles. And then you got to go another 1.5 to 2 hours... Based on heavy traffic, I go, you don't have a police escort to get to the stadium at all? 1.5 to 2 hours. You got at least 90 minutes to get there to go play the Philadelphia. The Eagles better win tonight. Jalen Hurts better win, or you might want to put Sirianni's already in the hot seat to Eagles fans, but you better put him on now.
Remember, we thought that we were going to be in this game.
Yeah, thank God we're not. Give me London, Mexico City. Germany, you want to play them in Germany, whatever. No. If they can find a way to have them stay closer and not have to travel as an away team, I think it's pretty ridiculous to have to travel 2 hours as an NFL team to your road game when you're already a 10-hour flight away. I think that's pretty asinine. If you find a way to make it closer, fine. Open up the Brazil game and let the Browns play in Brazil. I wouldn't want this. I, as a Packers fan, you would have to be feeling like Menigan when he comes in. You have to be thinking 0-1, right? 0-1 to start the season. A lot of expectations this year for Jordan Love, that team, even though you know they had a little bit more of a rockier road. You got to be thinking 0-1. Am I wrong?
Well, it's funny that you say Sirianni, the hot seat, like just go ahead and take care of it now. I mean, they are 35-17 in his 3 years. How many head coaches have gotten off to a better start than that?
Very few.
In 3 years.
Very few. But I will never forget... I don't know what it is about Sirianni, and I'll finish it up with this because I want to get back to the Browns, and I know you do too. But when they had John Ritchie, I think they had John Ritchie on Afternoon Drive, And John, they asked him about Sirianni. This is like right after the appearance of the Super Bowl. And he's like, nope, still the jury's out on this guy. And we're like, what? Now he's a local guy, so people tend to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, at least do with the mount. And you're going, man, no. They, for whatever reason with Sirianni, maybe it's the awkward press conferences or things like that, they do not seem to be, like, they love Andy Reid. And he went through hell and high water. He appeared in the Super Bowl. They went to, what, the noted four straight NFC championship games. They loved Andy Reid. This guy, they're looking for reasons to fire him over there, it seems. Looking for reasons. So, I don't know. I ain't no betting man, but if I was, the Packers, whatever it is, oh boy, almighty. 216-474-0092.
I wonder, too, what the rating will be for tonight. I mean, it's a Friday game. A lot of people do not know. I've noticed this a lot.
I forgot.
People are like, there's a game tonight?
I forgot.
And you've got, you know, it's perfect. You can come home from high school football and watch it, right?
Or what time? You know what channel it's on?
I hate to admit this.
Is it Amazon?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, it's a peacocker.
We are the home for the NFL on Westwood One.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it on the radio.
We are carrying it. I was sitting there going, I hate to admit this, but are we carrying the game? I would imagine we were, but yeah, you can go ahead and listen to it tonight if you want to. Eagles, Packers, oh, big game.
It's 8:15, so you know the high school football fan is going to miss this all over the country.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it does ratings-wise. I think this is a grand experiment by the NFL to start.
It's a terrible idea.
Put games. Well, why do you think that? Just because of the timing of the Friday night stuff?
For so many years, the NFL, I don't know if they were very outspoken about it. It was kind of an unwritten rule, is that we're going to give Friday to the high school football that develops fans. I mean, that's what it does. It develops football fans. The kids that play the game end up loving the game for the rest of their lives. But if all of a sudden you got NFL games and it starts with one, then what are you going to have two? What are you going to do? Are you just going to try to control every night of the week? We know that they just want to make more money, so that would be their effort.
I really completely agree with you.
I hated the Big Ten when the Big Ten started doing a Friday night game.
As the NFL, they are the highest level of the sport. I think that they also need to be. I mean, we understand that football has had an up and down history here over the last 10 to 15 years here with a multitude of different things. You should be protecting the sport and growing it as much as you can. And they would say, yeah, we're playing in Brazil. We're growing the game. You're trying to grow the NFL. I don't know if you're growing the game. I don't know if that's the case. And I don't like you sticking your nose into high school football. I really didn't like them sticking their nose into college football or the NBA for that matter, but I could understand them sticking their nose in the NBA's business. All right, 216-474-0092. How do the Browns win on Sunday? Do you have any confidence at all the offense will be good?
I'd be surprised.
I have zero I don't think it's going to be horrific. I just don't think it's going to be on the same game plan because they haven't really practiced together. How could I?
And part of it is the running back situation and how the running game is going to look. You know, you're not getting Nick Chubb for at least how many weeks, and you don't even...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Know after you get Nick Chubb what that's going to look like, and you certainly don't know how fine-tuned that offensive line is going to be. We haven't even mentioned the fact that, you know, there's no Bill Callahan anymore.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those moving parts that make me wonder how, and I said, if they come out of the gates and they have a great offense in this game against that team, then it is just another,
oh my God,
it's another testimonial for your head coach who's been able to battle. I mean, this is a crazy, crazy training camp where they just didn't do much.
If that offense looks really good and they go out there and they win, it's going to be hard for me to not say Super Bowl or bust. Considering
right?
They've had very guys, I'm not trying to be overly dramatic. They have had very little practice time at all together on the same page. Anything? I mean, I don't think they've had any actual quote unquote live reps together at all.
No,
they haven't.
That's zero.
No, they haven't. If they have that, and you have James Hudson maybe starting a left tackle, it's going to be hard for me to not say Super Bowl or bust after one game.
Right, that's, you
if,
will.
If that offense looks good and surprises
Kenny,
me,
we
forget
will be
about it.
Tripling down on Deshaun Watson if he looks good in this game. Because I gave you 20 reasons why he won't be good in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Not why he won't be good as a Browns quarterback. I think he just needs some time this year. I know you're exactly right. Fans do not want to hear in year three that Deshaun Watson needs more time. But we can't ignore the fact that he got pretty substantial, pretty significant surgery.
Let me go to the phones. Don in Cleveland. Don, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing okay, Don. Go ahead, bud.
So I have way more confidence in the defense than the offense because we've got a couple players on the defense that are leaders of this team in Garrett and Ward. They've been here a while, and they're fast starters. It was a 2020, I think. Garrett had like 25 strip sacks in three games or something to start the season.
That sounds pretty outstandingly ridiculous there. But, yeah, he was good. He was good. Yes, go ahead.
And I think Ward's had a bunch of interceptions in early season games over his career, even though he's not got a million interceptions himself. So I'm way more confident than them, especially because Schwartz showed us last year he's way more aggressive than anyone we had before. And then it goes back to a lot of what Lyman just said, you know, like, okay, the offense – what have they done so far this year to practice? And to be honest with you, what is Deshaun Watson? It always comes back to this, right? What has Deshaun Watson done to show us that he's Deshaun Watson? He hasn't really done it yet. And it is year three. So I kind of expect the defense to look good, and I don't expect the offense to look good. I'm also a believer that Dallas is one of these teams. Every year there's two or three teams that are supposed to be bad, and then they're good, and vice versa. I think Dallas is ripe for a very disappointing season.
Ooh.
I wouldn't be shocked at all if the defense looks awesome, to be honest with you.
Don, I'll tell you this, and thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. I would expect the defense to look better as well. There's very few changing pieces there, a lot of the same components. However, I do expect the defense schematically to look a lot similar to what it did last year. Here's the reason.
It is a concern of mine. We have really good players, and I have confidence in all of them, but we just haven't been out there together a lot. We've had a lot of time missed in training camp. We feed off each other. We're a team that brings a lot of excitement to each other, and that's part of our DNA. That's part of what we do, and it's hard to replicate it unless the guys are out there.
Boy, this is really interesting distinction going on here. The Brown side of things, they've barely practiced. Same thing as what Jim Schwartz just said. I've heard Deshaun Watson say no limitations. He's still elite. They should be just fine. Quincy Avery is quarterback coach. They're going to be fine. Ken Dorsey, love this team. Can't wait. He's going to do things that no other quarterback in this league can
Called
do.
Called him his family.
Yeah, he's family. Jim Schwartz is like, they haven't really practiced much together. Isn't that hilarious,
well,
the difference between these two sides of the ball?
He's been cut and dry this entire year. I mean, when Aditi interviewed him coming out of the tunnel in Seattle at the halftime, he was not happy with the secondary, the backup secondary. He was not happy with their attitude. He thinks that we just think we're going to be just as good as we were last year. Like, I know he wanted to fold in some different things. Not that he wasn't able to.
I hate to ask this question.
I'm not sure, but I don't know how much you're going to see on Sunday because they haven't, like he says, they haven't had a chance to really be on the field together.
I feel like that's the type of coaching that philosophically coming from Jim Schwartz is what I love. I mean, to Jim Schwartz, last time we saw the defense, they were humiliated against a rookie coach, a rookie quarterback. They were humiliated in a win-or-go-home playoff game. And so that's the type of coaching I feel like you want to hear. The other side of the things, it sounds like, the other side of the ball, it sounds like they're lying to themselves. Does it not?
I just think they're... God, I was going to say take a shot at somebody else. I can't do that. I think that the offensive side of the ball, I don't want to accuse them of lying to themselves because that would in turn be lying to us, but I think they say half-truths or no-truths all the time. I think what you're seeing is what you get with Jim Schwartz. I think Jim Schwartz gets you an unvarnished opinion of what it is, but I think for a fan, I think you want to be pumped up and get ready for this football game. Dear Jim Schwartz, Jim Schwartz can get away with saying it because I think a lot of people have confidence in him. With the offense, I think they have to be confident because still a lot of this is up in the air. The quarterback's up in the air. What's Ken Dorsey's role here? He adds ideas to the offense that Kevin Stefanski is going to call and adds different concepts to the offense that Kevin Stefanski is going to call. But you have new wide receivers. You have a question mark at left tackle. You have to be confident. And you have to, at least you have to be publicly overly confident to make sure your fan base is on your side. You don't want to go in there with a bad attitude on any of this. And I sure as hell don't want the fans to do that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.